Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. When someone has diabetes and their blood sugar levels are too high, over time this can damage their eyes. To talk about diabetic retinopathy, one of the eye conditions that can develop in people with diabetes, is Dr. Jeffrey Blice. He's a clinical associate professor of ophthalmology and a specialist in vitreoretinal diseases at the Stormeye Institute at MUSC. Dr. Blice, why is diabetic retinopathy an important eye disease to talk about?
So diabetic retinopathy is the leading cause of blindness in working age adults. Over the next 30 years or so, there's expected to be about 14 million people in the country with diabetic retinopathy. Here in South Carolina, we live in what's called the diabetes belt, which has a higher incidence of diabetic retinopathy in general compared to the rest of the country. So it's an important public health issue.
And how common is diabetic retinopathy?
So the longer a patient has diabetes, the more likely it is that they're going to have some manifestation in their eye. So by the time someone has had the disease for 20 years, it's very likely that they will have some blood vessel disease that we can see.
And how does diabetes actually affect the retina?
So the diabetes can affect the retina in two different ways. One way is by causing blood vessels that are normally in the eye to become leaky and cause swelling in the retina, similar to a swollen ankle or other injury. The second way is through the growth of new blood vessels in the eye that don't normally belong in the eye. And these blood vessels can break and bleed and form scar tissue that can fill the eye with blood and pull the retina off the back of the eye.
How is this disorder diagnosed?
Photographs can be taken of the back of the eye, usually at a primary care location, or a patient can receive a full eye exam with an ophthalmologist or an optometrist who can do a dilated retinal exam.
So there's no real early warning signs to the patient?
Most people will not develop symptoms until the disease is well along and they've already got severe manifestations of the disease in their eye.
So for someone who has diabetes, it's important to have very regular eye exams?
That's right. People should have an exam every year if they do not know whether they have eye disease. But if they have known eye disease, they should just follow the recommendations of their ophthalmologist.
And what is the treatment for this disease?
There are many treatments that help manage the complications involving injection of medicine into the eye. There's laser treatment that we can use to control swelling and bleeding. And then in cases where there's scar tissue pulling on the retina or filling the eye with blood, surgery is often required.
And how effective are these treatments?
So the treatments in general are effective at managing most of the manifestations. However, people with severe disease, even though they have treatment, the disease can progress and they can progress to blindness. The best treatment is prevention.
If they are controlling their diabetes and staying on top of those numbers, is it conceivable that they will not develop this disease?
So people who have good, tight control of their disease for long periods of time have a much lower risk of developing diabetic retinopathy. Of course, there are no guarantees, but people who don't have good control over their diabetes are in much greater peril of blindness.
Dr. Blice, thanks for providing information about diabetic retinopathy.
You're very welcome.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.